from the heart of Broadway here on Christmas Lane. No.
It is December already.
It is December. You wouldn't know it by the temperature outside because it fluctuates between like 40 to 70 depending on the day. I went out on Saturday when we did CCW with my long coat on thinking this will work today. And it was way too warm for it. No, we are on Broadway, historic downtown Broadway. And this is Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Back after, as Asa pointed out to me, 27 days since our last episode together.
Of this show, yeah.
Of this show. And about a week and a half since I've done a show, period. And of course, Asa, Jesse, and Dalton last night came back with the nerds up. But tonight, it's me and Asa. It's Mr. 100. It's Five Star. We had a lot to talk about tonight, including Black Friday, what we did, Small Business Saturday, which was less so, what we're playing. I don't know. It's a lot of stuff tonight. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to take in.
There's a lot of stuff that, like, so I'm really bummed out because last week for Nerd Up, Jesse sent out the email, and this is a little bit of rehash from last night, but like, he's like, hey, who's coming on the show? Dalton was out because he got back from Chicago at like 5 a.m. that morning.
Right.
So like, I get that. No fault to him. And I was like, yeah, I'll be in. And me and Jesse have done the two-person shows before, and they've been fine. So I was like, okay. And then at like 2:30, I was at work. I had come back from lunch, and I woke up not feeling super.
Right.
But like, it's fine. It'll be fine. And at 2:30, I was like, I'm about to throw up. And then I did.
And so I was booked on that show. I was going to be on that show. Yeah. Jesse had asked me, and I was like, yeah, sure, I could do that. Mm-hmm. And then I saw you were here.
Because the store was open.
Right.
Yeah, so we missed that week. The week before that is when his laptop, like, again failed us, so we gave up. Because,
it was like a five-minute show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 3 minutes because it was just bad luck. So there's been so much stuff that I've, like, wanted to be able to talk about, and it's a Nerd Up, like, topic.
Yeah.
But I just haven't been able to, so tonight's were stuff. And I'm really glad that, like, the majority of the stuff that I want to talk about, you have also either played or done or experienced.
For the most part, yeah. I also invited Jesse to be on the show tonight, but he's taking his mom out for dinner. So we almost had, I was going to call it, like, Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man Hire the Nerds or something like that. I had a stupid title for him. Whatever.
Jesse Nerds.
Not all of us have moms, Jesse.
We nerd up Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man.
Yes. Yes, that'll do.
That's what it would have been.
Would have been. It's not.
Would have.
There's something I was going to talk about that was, it's too dark for this show though. So I'm saving it for Thursday. Thursday's a lot darker. This is super dark.
Oh God.
You read about that. Did you see the story I sent in the group chat?
No, I saw you sent one, but I didn't click. I didn't have a chance to look at it.
It's bad. It's about a mother who has been accused of hanging her two children to death. So she, oh my God.
Jesus.
She called the police because she said she found her two kids. Mm-hmm. They committed suicide. Her kids are 8 and 4. And she said that they hung themselves in the basement.
Oh, okay.
Which from the start, it sounds fishy.
Yeah.
Apparently the 8-year-old boy was overweight and he said he was bullied and he was depressed and he wanted to take his own life. Most kids' doctors and psychologists and therapists and all that pretty much are unanimous in the sense that most 8-year-olds do not commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets and that's the worst part, obviously. That's the absolute worst part. And
right.
They found the kids. They were in cardiac arrest. They were pronounced dead like 2 days later. The weird part, though, is that this mother was also charged with cruelty to an animal. And I don't know the exact term for it, so I'm just going to flat out say it. Having sex with an animal.
Bestiality?
Yeah, but they didn't word it that way.
Inappropriate relations with a...
So she had a dog that she apparently had sex with on camera, and they released some of the texts that she had sent person. I don't know who the person was.
Mm-hmm.
And the texts were, do we curse on this show?
It's fine.
Is it fine? Okay. Cause it's, oh my God. One of them was literally like, I keep trying to take pictures of him while he licks my pussy, but he keeps moving when the flash happens. Always licking it so good, daddy, stuff like that. And it's like, Jesus Christ. I couldn't believe it when I read this. That alone would have been the story, and bad enough as it is, but then also the fact that she allegedly murdered her two children by hanging them.
Right.
Because her internet history search included things like how to get away with it, ways to commit suicide by hanging.
See, because like you could buy the whole like, because now, like, you know, you hand a kid your phone because, you know, how many kids do you see all the time that have screens and everything like that?
Yeah.
It's possible the kid could have, because you see stories not nearly as dark as this, but like, oh, I let my little brother use my tablet, and when I got it back, I looked at my YouTube searches, and it was all just like really stupid little kid stuff, yeah. Like naked sex, yeah. Boobs, like
naked sex boobs,
yeah, like yeah. Just weird stuff like that. So it's possible that the kid like could have looked that up, but then it's the when you lead off with how to get away with
yeah.
making something look like
she was looking up episodes of I Almost Got Away With It.
The FBI agent who was monitoring her internet usage really dropped the ball there.
Yeah. Yeah. Big brother, where are you on that one? Asking about carbon monoxide poisoning. Do hybrids have do hybrids cause carbon monoxide poisoning, stuff like that? And I refuse to believe that this 4-year-old and this 8-year-old were looking up hybrids and how to commit suicide with hybrids. Like, it's mm-hmm. pretty bad. So she's been charged with all this stuff. She's in jail right now. And what a just sad, sad story. And I said I was going to make her the MF-er of the week this week, but I feel like the MF-er of the week is almost like a fun title. You get
it's
stupid
just
things.
Like, ah, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
This is very much a, oh, this is not a, this
that's
is
truly
it's
dark.
It's going to suck the air out of
like it's everything. Done now.
Yeah. It's like, so Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
So there's the dark part of the show. Let's get to the lighthearted stuff. Sex with animals. Will it be legal now that we let gays marry? That's what the Republicans will tell you.
Who would it, like, that was something I saw on Twitter like not too long ago was what was it? Something along the lines of like, oh, if you let interracial couples get married, next what's next? Married to horses?
Yeah.
Oh, if you let gay people get married, oh, what's next? Getting married to horses, like, who is this? Like, who is so desperate to marry a horse that that's where they...
Also, I don't think I ever
said...
They're
not asking it as an insult. They're asking, like, so...
They're
no,
seriously
is this,
curious.
Is this next? Yeah. Can we marry horses now?
I think I forgot to introduce ourselves, by the way. My name is Shannon Young, and that's Asa Gray.
Hello. All
he's
five.
He's a five-star man. I always saw the one that said, you're allowing... If you allow gays to marry, what's to stop a guy from marrying a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old? And it's like, what, you mean like in the Bible?
You know what? Yeah.
Oh. Like when your life expectancy is like 19, I guess you got to marry. Yeah, you got to marry early and marry often, I'd say. Actually, no, you don't marry often. Divorce.
No, yeah, that's
it's a sin, believe it or not.
That's illegal.
Anyway, let's talk about Jedi Fallen Order. Let's start the night with a hot topic of Star Wars. You may not have heard about it. It's a space opera. It's about space wizards and light swords. Mm-hmm. So, we both have played Jedi Fallen Order. You beat it.
Yes.
I'm about an hour into it.
Oh, so you still haven't played
much? I've played more,
okay.
But there's so much stuff on my plate right now. And yeah. I'm not talking about Thanksgiving. I'm not talking turkey. There's that. There's Red Dead Redemption 2 on PC.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon.
Pokemon. I'm 7 badges in. I've never gotten
you're
this
so
many
much
badges.
Than I am.
I've never done this much in a Pokemon before. Maybe you're right about it being like super childish. Because like even I can understand it. And what else have we been playing lately? Oh, and I've just
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty is a big one. Been playing a lot of Call of Duty.
Those are my big three right now. Like, Call of Duty, Pokemon, and then that's a little bit of Destiny too because of Stadia.
Yeah,
but
did you get that was free, right?
Yeah, that's the free. That was like the free you get. It's a pro membership bonus for the month of November, but like you could only get it in November if you did the Founders Edition or the. Actually, I don't even know if it came with the Premiere Edition. Their communication on
is lacking.
Is so weird.
Which
so,
is it's strange because Destiny 2 is literally free on like all systems.
Well, so it's free, but this includes all of the post-launch content.
Right.
So like all of the paid DLC also comes with the Stadia version. So like Shadowkeep and
they have a new one coming out soon, right?
That I don't know. I know they're about to start a new season, but I don't know if they've announced a big expansion or anything. At least so far. Call of Duty also about to start their first season with like a bunch of maps and updates.
I like that they're adding guns because that was one of the things with the old Call of Duties. I remember the first Black Ops mm-hmm. being like there were so many gun options. And every Call of Duty after that I played, I felt like there were less and less guns to choose from. Mm-hmm. This one has a really good selection of guns, but they're adding more, which I really, really like.
I mean, why though? Because like I still only use
you
the
use
first
that one gun?
I use that first assault rifle that you like get at level 3.
I
when you can finally start to make your own like loadouts.
The custom class. I told Jesse, because he kept getting killed by the M4A1, I think is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that's the one I've used for like the entirety of my gameplay until I unlocked the second LMG. I don't remember what it's called. And then I unlocked the Odin. And I really like the Odin.
I used the Odin quite a bit on Sunday when I played.
Odin's a lot of fun. I thought I would like the 3-round burst more, but I keep thinking of the Galil from Black Ops because mm-hmm. it was a 3-round burst, and I did, or maybe it was a 5-round burst, but no gun has ever lived up to that. Call of Duty is a lot of fun though.
Yeah, I had to. I subscribed to the subreddit, and then literally like 4 days later, I unsubscribed from the subreddit.
Why?
Because they are. I'm starting to think that the internet just sucks. I get that I'm part of the problem because I also, instead of, you know, going on Reddit and Twitter and everything and complain, I go on podcasts and complain about stuff that I don't like. But like, dear God, it's like, man, this game this is the worst Call of Duty ever. Everything sucks, blah blah blah, like this, I hate it. It's like, okay, well, so you're not playing it, right? Well, no, I'm playing it literally every day, every waking moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you hate it. Yeah, this is the worst. But it's like, shut up. Like,
it reminds me of those guys that play, and even here when Dante would come in and play. I don't know if it was Fortnite or what game it was, but Fortnite's the big one. Mm-hmm. Like, you watch the professional streamers play, and every time they play, it's the same thing. Of every time they die, it's like, this game is trash. This is literally the worst game I've ever played. Mm-hmm. Plays it for 12 more hours straight and makes money off of
because
it.
Because it's what the kids watch.
Right.
They can't see, at least in that scenario, they can't switch to another game because they lose all of their viewers.
I feel like they legitimately probably enjoy it. They're just the kind of people that when you lose, if I lose at something,
it's the game's fault.
It's the game's fault, mm-hmm. not mine. I'm great at everything.
Hackers.
Oh, James? Yeah. Playing Minecraft, every time he die, hackers. And I'm like, there's not that many hackers on the game, James.
It was me and Billy were here one day, and there it was just a kid playing. I don't think it was like a regular or anything, but there was a kid playing. He's just like, he was playing Call of Duty, and he's just like, "What? Wait, this guy's hacking. He's hacking on Xbox. He shot me through a wall." And Billy had to just like, and like he would constantly, because he would ask him like, "What can we do about this?" And Billy was just like, "You can't hack an Xbox. Like, that's not really a thing." He probably had the perk that you can shoot through, like. The Full Metal Jacket, it goes through walls. Like
I said, the only protection is to turn the game off and leave, unfortunately.
I will say this one, I get why people are complaining about it and like why they wouldn't like it as much, because it does play completely different than like Black Ops 4.
Because I'm tired of the Black Ops 4.
Because I've said before, my first Call of Duty was Black Ops 3.
Right.
Because that was the one that you guys were all, like, you all bought it well ahead of me. I never liked Call of Duty because I was at a party one time. Someone was like, oh, you like games? Here, play this. And they jumped onto their account. They were like Prestige 2 or whatever. And I was just getting spawn killed mm-hmm. immediately. It was on one of the Modern Warfares. And I was just like, holy crap, Call of Duty sucks.
It can suck.
I hate this game.
It can still suck.
And that was my only exposure to it.
Yeah.
I never bothered to see why that was happening. I was just like, oh, this is terrible. Why do people enjoy this? I can't take 3 steps without dying.
Yeah.
It's essentially when I play Ground War now.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, no, I don't like Call of Duty. And then you guys were all playing it, and I wanted to play with my friends. I was like, oh, I'll pick it up. And then...
You put a lot of time into it.
I realized, like, oh, this is what I've been missing. It's much different.
When a Call of Duty is... When I'm having a good game, it's
when you're
really
allowed
fun.
To learn it.
When I'm having a bad game, though, there are still times that I just kind of... I don't understand how they're so good. I don't understand how their aim is so precise.
Yeah.
I'm not bad at aiming.
So one of the, because they did the double XP and double weapon XP weekend because they totally changed the progression system. So do you prestige in this one?
I don't think so, because I've seen a lot of 155s and then it kind of caps there.
Okay.
Like, because like,
and
you
I know,
prestige.
And I know all the guns, like they get, you can't even start unlocking camos. Like even if you get 50 headshots, they don't count until you hit level whatever.
Yeah.
So I assume
that's frustrating.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan to see that, but I mean it's whatever. I completely lost where I was going with that. Oh, so but then they have those tiered like the missions.
Yeah.
So
like quests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the ones that I was working on was Win 5 Search and Destroy games, which is a game mode in the new Call of Duty, and. I would play it, and I wasn't very good at it, but I did a lot better than Ground War. I only had to play like 7 games to get my 5 wins,
right.
So I was very excited about that. In the first 2, we wiped them 6-0 every single time. It was great. So, but then
good feeling for you, terrible for them.
Yeah,
they probably traded it in.
But I, so there would be times that I would die immediately. There was someone who had this bullshit rocket launcher that just I didn't even see coming. I would just be like walking to get into cover, and then all of a sudden just like I explode. I was like, is this a kill streak? Until I finally watched it and was like, oh no, it's like they shoot a mortar up.
Oh, I haven't done that one. Yeah, no, yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Not a fan of that one. So
it's the shotguns that get me.
But I would watch my teammates and their sensitivities on crack.
Yeah.
Because it's just like watching them go, and it's like, I can't process this information. I was getting motion sick.
Right.
Like I was watching a review in bed one day, and when Audra got home, she was watching. She's like, can you turn this off? Because I'm getting motion sick just watching a regular, you know, gameplay. Because it affects people like that sometimes. Like, it was hitting me, and I was like, oh, how can you possibly, like...
That's how Kevin plays.
Move that quickly.
Kevin Schenkelberg, when we used to play with him, he cranked I don't think he cranked it up to max, but he would just be so twitchy. He'd be running around looking everywhere, throw guns down, picking new one up, shooting around like that. And I'm like, I can't do that. I need slow and steady.
Yeah.
That's how I play Call of Duty.
And this is your Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Because this is a much more methodical, slower...
It is.
Campier.
The worst...
camping in one position.
The worst that I do is whenever I run out and try to attack. Like, if I play it safe or if I play it smart, I do much better. But there are times, like Jesse and I are both the same. We played for like 2 hours the other night, and we just want to run out and fight. We don't want to camp. So that can be frustrating because it is a very camp-friendly game. Mm-hmm. There's not as many lanes. There's a lot of buildings where you can look over.
Mm-hmm.
It can be frustrating, but I haven't been frustrated with it yet.
It took me a long time to
except
get used.
Except with gunfight.
It took me a long time to get used to the maps. Because, yeah, I'm used to the lane structure and there being, okay, if I'm over here, no one's coming from my left.
Right.
They can pretty much come from ahead or behind.
Right.
They're always behind, somehow.
Always.
But that's it. Now it's...
They're everywhere.
Yeah, now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I was just looking there. How did you materialize there?
So I have to actually, like, listen a lot of the time. And I'll listen for footsteps behind me and stuff, and I'll turn around. I'm trying to play the game smarter. Mm-hmm. Jesse and I tried to play the gunfight mode, which is the 2v2 mode. We thought we would be good at together because, you know.
I still want to try it with you.
I mean, it's fun.
I'm sure I will. You will realize just how bad I am at Call of Duty.
Jesse did not do great either.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he doesn't know the maps. It's the first time he tried it, so I'm not blaming him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But like that mode can be the most frustrating mode because it's one kill death. Like if you get shot, if you die
it's
once.
It's the same in Search and Destroy.
Right. And I'll tell you my biggest problem with the game is the operators. And to unlock one of the operators, all you have to do is win 5 games of gunfight.
Mm-hmm.
And first off, my big complaint is that the operators are boring and terrible.
Like, and they don't have, yeah, it's, they're
so plain. Mm-hmm. Like there's no, and I guess maybe that's more realistic.
And they don't have any abilities. Like there's no, it's all just strictly cosmetic, which I mean.
If you're going to be cosmetic, make the cosmetic interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if they had their own abilities, that's one thing, like in Black Ops 4. But whenever it's just, well, they're all the exact same, they look different.
Yeah.
Well, then make them visually appealing. Because they all look, but there's like two that look half decent and the rest look terrible.
Yeah.
One, I thought, well, this is probably the less of all evils because she is a Korean French girl. And I'm like, well, that sounds awesome to start with. To unlock her, you have to win 5 games of gunfight. It took me probably 25 plus games to do that because it is so hard. I kept getting up against people that were on teams, like legitimately on teams, and I would be with a random person, and it's not their fault. I was terrible. Like, I would be the one to die all the time, and then we would get so close on some of the matches, then lose anyway. And I just remember thinking, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to win 5 games to get this one character unlocked.
Yeah.
And I finally did it, but goddamn, gunfight is rough.
That's what I'm looking at right now with the, it's like you have to get like 25 kills with kill streaks.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, I wish that when I summon a UAV and my teammates kill someone, I wish that counted. It doesn't.
If you can get a Votel?
I can't. I cannot. I've gotten one
in the entire time.
I have the Walson, the little robot guy.
Yeah.
The little tank robot you can drive around. I have gotten him 3 times. And that's the highest.
Do you have care package?
No.
Do care package because then it's random. You might get something really good.
Yeah, that's fair. That's actually not a bad idea.
I like care packages a lot.
Right now I have the, it's UAV, it's the turret, the shield turret, which I hate. Like, which granted, when I'm playing, the matchmaking is also really weird. It's like if you have 3 really terrible games in a row, it puts you in baby mode. And it's just like, I'm cleaning up. I'm going like 21-7-5. Like, this is great.
I have not been put in that mode.
Really?
And now I want it.
Okay.
I want baby
mode. But then as soon as that happens, then it's like, oh no, here, play with adults. And you're like, I'd
rather play with the babies.
Yeah, this is.
Because
I had one where
wow,
I had the turret.
That was weird.
I had the turret set up and they just kept coming the same route. every single time. Like, I killed the same person like 3 times.
That's how.
Of course, it was before I got to that requirement where it's like, okay, now get your. It's like, oh, but dude, I just did it. This was great.
Once you unlock, and I use this all the time now, the deployable cover. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite thing.
That's the one that I use.
Yeah, I popped that down. Me and Jesse were playing the other night, and we were in the. I forget the name of the map, but there's like a cave.
Azir.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like a little city and then there's a cave. We went in the cave and I popped the deployable cover down and I sat there for probably 10 minutes killing people. Mm-hmm. Like they kept running down those lanes and I just pop them and they couldn't hit me because I was behind the deployable cover. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember what I was going to say now. So this another shitty thing about it is I thought, okay, I'm going to pop UAV. I'm going to take care package and then I'll take the sentry gun because I love sentry guns. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. I don't know if you noticed this.
Yeah, because it's you have to care package and sentry UAV. Gun or the or UAV.
UAV and care package are the same amount of kills, mm-hmm. and you can't have both. And like
I get that,
I do too. But like that's frustrating because that's something I've run every Call of Duty care package and UAV. That's always my two basics mm-hmm. because I'm not good enough to get higher kill streaks.
Yeah,
and now I have to pick between them. So I picked care package because you usually get a UAV anyway. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you'll get something really good. Like I got the I forget what it is, the plane VTOL
precision strike or.
Oh, I don't like that one.
The VTOL.
I tell you the one that really sucks. VTOL. That's what it is. VTOL. Yeah. The one that really sucks is the I guess it's precision airstrike is what it's called now, but where you have to paint the target. Because in the old games, it would take you to a map, and you would just pick the spot on the map to do it. And now you actually have to aim the little laser at it.
I stole someone's care package, and that's what I got. And I was like, I don't know how to work this.
Yeah.
And I died every time I tried to use it, so I just sat on it for the rest of the game because I couldn't figure
it out. You have to aim it at the place, and there are so many places that are cover now, it's mm-hmm. practically worthless when I've tried it.
Or do you mean the cluster strike?
Whichever the one is, you have like it's almost super a flashlight. Early
on, you have the little pin.
Yes.
And then it does the three, like, and then it just... kind of bombs that area in the line. That's the cluster strike.
It's good
that's
for
the
like,
one you get early. Yeah.
It's good for like putting pressure on, but it's really hard to get kills with it.
It's also good if you can find where their spawn is. And hope
assuming
that
they're not in a
and hope that
building.
Because the buildings it's completely nullifies it. But yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot. I've had to adapt my playstyle quite a bit, which isn't a bad thing. I do sort of miss being able to just like run around like a madman. And just kill like crazy and get killed like crazy.
Yeah.
So like I have to remind myself, nope, go slower. Maybe sit in this room for a minute.
Oh yeah, I always
and wait for somebody to come by. Although they're my favorite moment probably has been so far. Dunkey did something very similar, I think, in his review. But I found someone who was sniping, but they were clearly only looking down their scope because otherwise they would have seen me. So I just had like all day, and it was when I needed point blank kills. So I just like walked up and I just stood directly behind them for like 10 seconds after I like circled around and was just like, cool.
Those are pretty satisfying.
Yeah.
I'll sit down on them or kneel on them and just put my gun to the back of their head and wait a few. So then I hope when they watch the video, they're like, God damn it. I feel like the biggest dick in the world.
Or but then I also feel like an idiot every time I watch someone chase me for like the entire time of the kill feed.
Or whenever there's one of those things where I'll be playing with, I was playing like Tanner or Jesse, I don't remember who, and the opponent was right there with me, running with me. Mm-hmm. And
You're behind them, and so they get you.
And I didn't know that they were the bad guys, so Tanner's just like, hey, he's right in front of me. I'm like, what? And then he turns around and kills me. Yeah, I always feel like an idiot. And I always feel like I'm doing really well. Like, oh, I got 17 kills. Mm-hmm. Look at me rocking this team right here. I also have 17 deaths.
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
I'm contributing both ways.
That's how I am. My KD is probably somewhere in, like, 1.5. Like, no, that's not even true. 1.3.
You're better than me, because my KD is 0.9.
Yeah, it ranges, because, yeah, it's like, all right, 16 kills, 14 deaths.
Yeah.
15 kills, 17 deaths, you know.
Depends on what kind of care package I get, because whenever I get that sentry gun, just pop it. Because one thing I notice is a lot of the people in this game, they like to go on roofs. Mm-hmm. This is the most roofy game I've ever seen. There's one map where...
He's there, Cosby.
Jesus Christ, I didn't think about it. It's almost like a factory looking thing. There's like a lot of industrial buildings.
Is it with like the big yellow building that looks into the... I think I know which one you're talking
about. And there's like a wall people kind of jump over a lot.
Yeah.
People get on roofs a lot there. So I'll take that sentry gun and I'll put it up on the roof. And then I just watch the kills rake in because people keep going back to the roof. They have to get on the goddamn roof. Mm-hmm. And damn them for it, because I do not appreciate it. Because they always get me. And they'll snipe me with anything. When Jesse and I were playing the other day, there was one dude, I shit you not, if you play Call of Duty, you know what I'm talking about. He had the revolver pistol, the handgun,
okay,
and he was sniping people with it. He was on a roof, And Jesse was like, motherfucker just sniped me with a pistol. One shot to the head. And I watched it and he got me too. And I was like, holy shit, fuck that guy.
I will say.
Shotguns, submachine guns, doesn't matter. Whatever you got, you can snipe me with.
I do like, but I also dread the how in snipers now, it gives you that, it's the glare.
Yeah, so there's, you can see what someone's looking at.
So you can see
yeah.
when someone is like.
I appreciate that. I
appreciate it because at the same time, it's like, okay, so there's someone there. I need to immediately jump back into cover or, oh, maybe I can catch them before they notice me, but I can't because that's also this. It typically is just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, the moment you notice that they've shot you.
Yeah, by the time you're dead and you don't even know it.
Right.
It's like if you may not be able to see Chuck Norris, but Chuck Norris always sees you. It's one of those things.
And sniping is always very generous in Call of Duty, where
unless I'm sniping.
That's true. Then you got to be precise.
Yeah.
But I've been shot in like my foot, my hand, and it kills me in one shot.
One kill.
And I was like, how? There was one, he didn't shoot anywhere near me. It went over my head and still killed me. But whatever. It's Call of Duty. You kind of come to expect these things and accept them. So Call of Duty is a big hit. We both enjoy it. How far that goes, I can't tell you. But I don't know if we talked about Pokemon before.
We haven't.
Have we even talked about it on the show at all? Because
I think this is probably the first time that Pokemon as a topic has ever come up on Podzilla 1985.
When it got released, I'm pretty sure we took our time off, didn't we?
That might be it. Oh, you're being serious. Like, so Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like Pokemon as a topic and I was being a dick.
No, I'm talking about Sword and Shield. Like, I don't know if we've actually talked about Sword and Shield on the show. I feel like we had to have. No, because we had Nostalgic November. And the only person I would have talked about Pokemon with on the show would have been Lindsay. And we didn't talk about new stuff. We talked about old stuff. So I don't think I've talked about Pokemon at all. I'm doing better at this Pokemon than I've ever done at any Pokemon before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 7 badges in. I'm going for my 8th. Lindsay just beat it yesterday. Allie's close to beating it.
I'm really bummed that Allie's not here because I was really hoping to talk with her about it tonight.
I'm also bummed Allie's not here in general.
Yeah.
She's enjoying it. It's hard to tell sometimes with her. She has a, like, I don't know if you guys see it, because usually when you guys are around, she's happy.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's just, like, me and her and Lindsay, she looks bored all the time. All the time. And no, I can't tell if she's actually bored or if that's just the way she looks.
I think it is, because there's been times, like, watching wrestling and stuff where she'd be like, oh, yeah, that was a really good match. And I'm just like...
Was it?
Yeah. Not that I disagree, just like,
you look so
that's not very enthused.
Yeah, she looks so uninterested all the time. And I'm like, hey, do you want to play Pokemon with me? She's like, yeah. I'm like, do you? Like, show some emotion. God, they always say women are too emotional. I present,
yeah, but she's also not scared at any horror movie.
What the hell is the name of the evidence at a courtroom that I present?
Exhibit A?
Exhibit A. Christ and Christ on a cross.
A for Allie.
I'm using that now as a term.
Christ on a cross.
Yeah, because Frank did that.
Bringing it back?
Yeah. Frank Reynolds did it. Pokemon good. What else you got? We never did talk about Jedi. We said we were going to, and then we just completely left it.
We got time.
We do. Do we?
Okay, I was going to say, I was like
30 minutes all right. still. So
that's still a lot. That's still a lot of Call of Duty talk.
There's a lot of Call of Duty talk.
We still got Black Friday. We got, baby, it's you and me.
Black Friday.
We got.
Oh, let's talk about Black Friday.
part of my Black Friday spending was I did the Walmart deal. They had a Switch Lite and Pokemon bundle for cheaper than normally buying them together,
which is really, isn't that the only reason you got Pokemon pretty much?
Yeah, because like I really was not excited for this generation at all. Like I even kind of told myself I wasn't gonna buy it, but I had not had a great couple weeks, so I decided to retail therapy and I was like, this is a deal. And I now have a second Switch strictly for like one that I can leave on the dock, one that I can just have
take
like next
you.
To my bed and take yeah. with me places. So
because I hated taking my actual Switch places.
Yeah.
It was big and it was bulky, and I was afraid I was going to damage it.
Yeah. So
Switch Lite works a lot better.
Yeah, so this one is, I'm like it. Like, I have it in my hoodie pocket right now, because you promised me a Grookey, and I didn't know if you'd brought your Switch, so
yeah,
I figured just in case.
Yeah.
But I wasn't super into it, and now that I've played it and gotten, but I am not as far as you, I'm 3 badges in. Excuse me. A lot of the things that I was concerned about, I stand by. And I do think they kind of dropped the ball in a lot of ways. That said, it's Pokemon. I think it was one of the kind of funny guys when they were talking about it. They said, you know, it's comfort food.
Mm.
I know what this is. That's fine. Like this the gameplay loop is familiar and it's always going to be there. So
I think it's a great starting point too for people that maybe don't play a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah, like I mean, in
there's so many little quality of life improvements.
Yeah, and it, but it is one of those things where it's like, it's hard for me to recommend, like, even, but Sun and Moon did the same thing, and X and Y did the same thing. Like, they have constantly been doing quality of life things, which are great, but then, you know, but then they remove things that were good in previous games, and
yeah,
things, like, just weird choices that they make. Because
is it like the WWE games, where it's like, you take one step forward and, like, six back?
Not as drastic, but yeah, because it's like, okay, well, they always have some gimmick. Like, this time it's Gigantamaxing or Dynamaxing, whatever it's called. Last time it was Mega Evolutions and Z moves and things like that. Whereas, like...
Which is funny. The professor never mentioned that originally. Any of that.
Why can't, like... But why doesn't the... why can't I set a Pokemon to just follow me in the...
I miss
overworld.
That.
Like, I miss that.
That was my favorite thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's stuff like that. Yeah.
I love the wild area, though. That is legitimately one of my favorite places to go. Because we raid a lot. Like,
oh, do you?
We spend a lot of time at night. We'll sit down together, and Calvin joins us sometimes online, and we'll just do raids and catch Pokemon. Like, they caught a Charmeleon last night in mm-hmm. raid. I don't think you can get Charmeleon otherwise. Maybe you can. And the raid, and, you know, sometimes they get the Gigamax version or Gigamax. I don't know what it's actually called.
I think I say get Gigamax because.
Why not?
Yeah.
But it's like a special version of that Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So like Allie has the Gigamax version of, and I'm so sorry if you're a Pokemon fan right now and you're like twisting in your seat, of the turtle, and I don't remember his name.
Chudle?
The evolved form.
Okay, Croconaw. No, that's a starter. That's a yeah. starter form.
I forget what this one's called, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's the evolved form of that. And his Gigamax version is he stands on 2 feet and he looks really cool. It's little stuff like that. Like I never thought I was going to do on Pokemon.
Dreadnought,
that's yeah. him. I told Allie and Lindsay last night, I'm like, I never thought it'd be a point that we would be, this is kind of replaced Warcraft for us. Like, oh. we raid mm-hmm. on Pokemon.
See, so are these fights actually, like, hard?
Yes.
Okay.
Depending on which, so the way it's set up is there's 5-star matches.
Hey.
Yeah. And 1 through 3 are super easy. Mm-hmm. Like, 3 can be challenging if you're not smart with your Pokemon. Like, if it's a water Pokemon and you pick fire, you're going to get screwed. But for the most part, as long as you play it smart, it's fairly easy. Mm-hmm. But my God, the 5-star ones, like, are legitimately tough. You really have to plan out. We did one against Torkoal, I think it was, last night. Mm-hmm. None of us got him because he kicked our ass mm-hmm. pretty badly.
Is it because you're just out-leveled or...
It's a little bit of everything. What's really frustrating? Have you done a raid battle yet?
I don't know if I've done the. So is there a difference between raid battles and Dynamax battles?
Yes. So a Dynamax battle is, you talking about like with the gym leaders?
No. Okay. So I've been in the wild area, and there's the glowing red pods.
Yeah, that's
with
the
light
that's the raids.
Out. Okay.
Yeah.
I've done a couple of them, but they were always the super early ones, and I didn't do online. I played with computers.
Oh, okay, so you did the random.
So I had like the partners, and it's like okay, so that's I caught like a Roggenrola. And maybe something else, but I was just like, this is dumb. This is a waste of time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing these.
No, you can. So most of the time, the Pokemon, especially in the early levels, are basic Pokemon and it's whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you get to the higher levels and you start, I'm going to sound like Frank Reynolds again to Charlie. You go under the bridge. A lot of cool shit happens under the bridge. You go into a new area and they get a lot stronger and you can catch some really cool, interesting Pokemon down there. And that's when it gets really, really difficult is when you start doing those.
Okay.
I caught a Ditto the other day there that I hadn't seen a Ditto before. And yeah, I got the Ditto face going and it was a lot of fun. But the hardest part about them, they don't do it in the early raids, but they'll do it when you get to, I think, 4-star and 5-star, mm-hmm. maybe 3-star. But they'll get, you do so much damage on it. And on the easy ones, it's like half life or a little over half life. Mm-hmm. On the harder ones, it's almost immediately. And it's like, well, they've become more desperate and their attacks have become more aggressive. They get a shield that you have to knock down first before you can damage them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll attack 3 times in a row.
Oh, neat.
And it is super fucking difficult at
that
point.
See, that doesn't sound fun to me. Like, at all. It, like, especially in a Pokemon game.
Man, it really varies because if you're unlucky like I was and he attacks you 3 times in a row, mm-hmm. you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You just can't.
You just hope you can revive or come back or...
Yeah, you will auto-revive after so many turns.
Because they've knocked out... Like, I've had partners get knocked out and then they, like, just pop back up.
But
so.
If you get knocked out 4 times, it's over.
Okay.
4 Pokemon go down and it's over. And you can... If you played it smart, you could... Like, have someone casting heals or someone casting mm-hmm. protection.
I have a Pokemon right now in my party that I'm trying to... Because I know I'm about to fight the fighting gym leader.
Yeah.
So, I've found, like, I had a very hard time finding a psychic type. I have, like, almost 80 Pokemon, And I have like one that does psychic moves.
I have like two psychic.
Yeah, so it's super weird.
My whole party is almost entirely fighting Pokemon.
So I had to switch to like, so I have a flying type that I'm going to hope kind of comes in clutch there. But it knows like moves that will like remove all status effects from all parties, Pokemon in your party, right. And like healing dew or something that increases HP, that regains health for your party, things like that. So it's like, okay, well, this one's, I'm going to make you forget all of these moves because I have no intention of ever doing any of these raid things. But
you could. Like that, you could be smart and you could play it like a World of Warcraft raid and you could have a healer. You could have a damage dealer. We just, we don't, because we're all like,
have
Pokemon,
a tank,
we're
have
smart.
A tank that will do taunt and so it focuses in on them. And
but we don't. So instead, we just hope to God that we're lucky. And sometimes we're not. He attacked me 3 times last night and just wiped me out. It was pretty bad. But I love doing the raids. It's that excitement of, okay, what's this Pokemon? You go to it, and it's a random thing, and I'll show Lindsay, because I don't know him.
That actually
I'll be like, hey, what's this Pokemon? She'll look at the shadow and say, that's a this. And I go, oh, I want that. Let's do it.
It took me an embarrassing amount of time. Like I made it through the first wild area into that first city or whatever before I realized that there are more Pokemon to catch than actually are just seen walking around, because I would just run into the Pokemon that I didn't have already, catch them, and then run into the ones that were there to train and level up my team. Didn't realize that the exclamation points that appear in the grass, there's other Pokemon you can find.
Yep.
So one of the cool things this game does is when you open up the Pokedex, it will say like, hey, you should go find these. They're here. Like, you made it past this area, but you didn't catch these guys.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of double backing, and I'm at a point now where I know I'm about to have to go through a cutscene, because it's like, oh, you need to go here. And when I'm there, I see like 4 characters that
you see the main character and just standing there. And you're
And I'm just like, I don't want to do this because this story's stupid so far. Like, I don't like it.
The story doesn't bother me,
because it's pretty harmless so far. It's all it is about becoming the champion, which is fine. Like, that is kind of what the core of Pokemon is. The thing that I hate, though, is that the undefeated champion Leon, who is undefeated, who's never lost a battle, his little brother Hop is your friend and your rival, and this kid's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, Hop, I have blindsided you 6 times every single time we fought. You don't need to say, you know about type advantages? Yeah. How do you not? What is wrong with you? Your stupid little sheep is just getting one-shotted by a karate chop every time. Clearly you don't know about type advantages because you picked the starter that's weak against mine.
I have a theory on that. He's so confident that he knows he can beat you, so he's going to take the weak one to
he's
give
not,
you help.
Because he's just hoping that, like, he
hopping.
Can...
Hopping. He's hopping.
He's infuriating, and I am so sick of him.
Thank God he does not stay your rival.
There's a kid that looks like he's an old lady.
So you actually go through Hop, then you go through that kid, and then there's a third one. Mm-hmm. Like, they give you new rivals as you progress, which I like. Mm-hmm. Hop is stupid.
I'm so ready to be done with Hop because, like, his undefeated brother, who's the champion, is like, okay, I can't wait to beat the smack out of this dude and his stupid Charizard.
Eventually, Hop becomes like a sympathetic loser who can't win. Like, legitimately.
He already has, kind of. Yeah. Because it's like, he was like,
spoiler alert, I guess.
Yeah, he takes on. I think Bede even told me, like, before I don't even know if I fought him, because he's like, well, you've already, like, he's like, how could I ever lose to someone like you? Dude, I beat you 3 times already.
Everybody loses to me.
Like, yeah.
And I don't even
I'm undefeated.
I don't even try to use types. I just take, I take Scorbunny in. Well, not Scorbunny anymore, Cinderace. Mm-hmm. And Cinderace just wipes the floor with everyone. And if it's not Cinderace, I have a Machamp in my back pocket who's so strong and has 4 arms. You know what I named him? Goro Low Kick.
God, you son of a bitch. The Pokemon that I actually like the most, I think, is Centiscorch.
Is that the dragon looking bug thing?
He's like a millipede, but he's fire.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Have you ever seen his Gigamax form?
I have Dynamaxed him because I had a grass gym leader. I guess that was his pre-evolution. So I don't know if I have his special form or not.
I think it's his Gigamax form, like his special form.
So
he looks like a ribbon dragon that floats through the sky. He looks awesome.
I think I might have seen that. So, will I have to catch a new one if I want that?
Yes.
Oh, that's, see, it's stuff like that I'm just like, don't.
But I mean, they don't do anything special.
Yeah.
It's just a look.
Yeah.
But like, if you attack a Pokemon, they'll have a symbol on it. That's how you know if it's the Gigamax version or if it's the
Dynamax.
The regular Dynamax. Yeah.
Okay.
And like that, I like that because it very much reminds me of an MMO where it's like, it gives you a reason to search and hunt for things because here's these special Pokemon you can get. Calvin's already got a shiny.
Oh, really?
He's got a shiny Mimikyu.
Oh, nice.
Good for you.
I need to figure. I need to figure out what that like symbol is to look for. But
it looks like an X. It's like a red X.
Is it next to their name or?
It's next to, when you go to their profile. It is, but I think when you actually battle them, it may just be their shadow. You have to look at their shadow and go, okay, that's. I don't know because I've never looked.
Okay.
Calvin knew immediately. He's I'll like, look oh, it. That's I'll, a Gigamax version.
I should whatever. Be able to. I should be able to find like Gigamax. Just Google it.
Gigamax.
Yeah.
Gmax.
We're just gonna call it Gmax.
Gmail. The Gmail.
The
one.
Gmail. Yeah.
Yeah. So all of that stuff I'm a big fan of. I've done Surprise Trade. Mm-hmm. I've done like I am so active in the online Pokemon community right now, and I never thought I would say that. I've never been a huge Pokemon fan.
Is it running
fan.
Well for you? Because I've heard horror stories about the wild area when you have your internet on.
It can be it's slower. It can be choppier. Not always, but it can get choppy. Mm-hmm. I've never had it be like super terrible.
Okay.
But I've had it be choppy. But I love it, man. I love the interactivity that I have like, with other trainers. And
I'm glad, like, I'm glad that you are finally into a Pokemon game. And I know Lindsay's got to be over the moon.
She's very happy about it because it's something about this game. I love the structure of it. Like, I get that it's a loop that everyone's gone through before, but it's so focused on what feels like the actual sport of Pokemon as opposed to just here's gyms. And it was still kind of sporty before, but now there's like stadiums with cheering fans.
Yeah.
There's no team, the team yell that you fight against. Are literally nothing but cheerleaders for one specific trainer.
Yeah.
They're not an overarching bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, I love that.
I will say I've had one interaction with Team Yell that was actually like really funny because they were just like, oh, no, yes, of course, go right ahead. Like, they just
they were polite to you?
Not to me, but like to someone, and then I had a battle them or something. But like, yeah, they were like super, they were like, oh, well, it's not like Team Yell to do something like, was like, I thought that was your whole shtick. Wait, what? I'm very confused. I think it might have been like one of the mines or something, but
you get to a point where you...
That was kind of funny. I will. So one of the complaints that I have about the game is, and maybe it's my own fault because I was really, really hoping that we were going to get that Breath of the Wild style transformation from handheld Pokemon game to the first ever console. I wanted it to feel different, and it just doesn't feel any different. And part of that is... I'm not going to use the word lazy because I hate that. And I hate that they would put that on those developers. But like, I don't understand why there are only two character models for Team Yell. The first time you meet them, there's four of them and they're two of each.
Yeah.
That's.
Eventually I found a third.
Oh, ooh.
There's a guy without face paint.
Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So like, I hate that. I hate the fact that there are four houses in a row. And when I go into each and every single house, they are set up the exact same way.
Right.
Like down to the furniture, where the TV is, everything is the exact same. It's
see,
just
I haven't even noticed that. I haven't looked anywhere. Maybe that's on me because, again, this is a new Pokemon experience for me.
And maybe I'm looking for it because I was already like let down by the fact that, you know, it is just another Pokemon. Which, again, like just, oh, no, it's just another Hot Fudge Sundae.
It's just another Mario game.
Oh, no, it's
game.
This thing that I'm going to love. Yeah, exactly.
It's just another sex session with the sex goddess, Dalton Anthony. You know?
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
So, yeah, I think that's my big complaint is that there's...
But do you also feel like this game was kind of rushed? And what I mean by that was I think a lot of people forget that when they announced, hey, we've got a Pokemon game coming to Switch, and it was Let's Go, there were so many people that were upset that almost
they had to
immediately,
make a statement that,
yeah, they were like, no, there's another Pokemon game coming, guys. And part of me feels like they rushed it. And if that's true, damn good rush job. Because I've seen rush jobs recently called WWE 2K20, and it wasn't nearly as polished as this.
A little bit of Star Wars Fallen Order.
Oh, yeah, that glitch you ran into? Yeah.
And in Dunkey's video, he had a not-as-bad version.
Really?
Yeah, in his review. But it was the exact same spot. But, yeah, so I'm enjoying Pokemon. Like, I'm glad how quickly I'm catching every... Like, the fact that, again, I'm at, like, 80 Pokemon already, and I'm only 3 badges in.
Yeah.
That makes me more upset that the rest of the national dex isn't there. Because, like, I would love that for endgame to have another area, like, open up and
just
it's like,
catch.
Okay, you can catch. Like, even if. Because no, I don't think any Pokemon game really had one that you could catch every Pokemon, but you could at least bring them in from previous games. But if there was, like, an after endgame content where you could go and just, like,
see, I think
catch a ton more, that would be even cooler.
I feel like they replaced that with the wild area. because that is a place to go catch Pokemon.
Other thing that I don't like about the wild area is I hate that there's no indication which Pokemon you cannot catch. The only you have to encounter, you have to run into them and get that a very strong looking whatever has appeared.
Oh, so you're saying when you're on the map, you see the Pokemon and you would know.
No,
okay,
no.
That's
when
a
I'm
level 55.
When I'm in the overworld,
yeah.
And I'm like, and so, and I see what was one that I just ran into that I had to run away from? A Snorlax.
Right.
It's like, oh, I can. Oh, they're finally letting me cross the bridge. Hey, you have enough gym badges. You can probably handle yourself out here, but still, be careful. These are higher level.
Right.
Cool. Oh, look, a Snorlax. First thing you see when you cross that bridge. All right, I'm going to catch me a Snorlax. Awesome. A very strong looking Snorlax. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, well, that would have been good to know.
So my general rule for that is almost entirely, if it's a big Pokemon that's not in the grass, you can't catch it. That's my rule, and I stopped trying because it's the same thing. And what's frustrating is, I swear to God, they level with you, because when I finally got to the point where I can now catch level 55 Pokemon, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm going to wipe the fucking floor with the wild area. And every time I go there, I swear to God, last night, I was like, there's a Lapras. Hey, Lindsay, Allie, do you have Lapras? You don't. I'll catch me a Lapras. 56.
Yeah.
56. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
One level.
So those are my two big gripes.
That is a frustrating aspect, and I remember cursing about that so much because I was like, oh, a Haunter. I want a Haunter.
Yeah.
It's very strong looking, and at first I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So I kept trying to throw Pokeballs
Its guard down.
It won't let you do it.
It's got 1 HP, and it's paralyzed. This is the only time.
It's fucking on a heap in the ground, just like curled up crying. And
so I just have to kind of remind myself where those overworld Pokemon are, like Onix. Like, that's one of the... your first experience into the wild area.
Yeah.
There's a giant Onix walking around.
Yep, because I tried to catch him.
And yeah. And he's
actually, I did catch the Onix. I couldn't catch the Steelix. I also saw a Steelix.
I found a Steelix as well. Well, you couldn't catch the Onix the first time you saw him because he's like level 20-something.
Right.
But yeah, I went
again,
so I went
levels with you.
Yeah, so I went back and caught him.
Yeah. And that's when you can like go up to the different things and you throw a wishing star or wishing something in there.
Yeah, I don't
and
use any.
And it summons the Dynamax Pokemon that you can fight. I don't know. I really like it. I'm having fun with it. I'm worried that once I beat it, I might be done with it.
Yeah. But I don't know. I haven't heard anything about endgame.
Lindsay's in endgame now. She's beat the whole thing. You can still go back and catch Pokemon. I mean, obviously, clearly. You still can carry on. But what I'm wondering is if they're going to do DLC for this game. And I actually would be okay if they did DLC. Like, if they added, especially if it's free. Like, if they were like, hey, we've added this many Pokemon from the previous generations into the game. Like, they do with Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And you can only catch them in the wild areas.
They've kind of doubled down and said that they are not, like, the Pokemon that are not in this game are not in this game.
And that's frustrating, because the point of having a console game and the point of being able to do DLC and all that is that you can create new life for your game past the point of beating it. That is what I've always been frustrated with all the games that I enjoy, is DLC has never lived up to the potential I thought it would of... okay, you've got WWE 16. Well, here's characters from 2020 we're releasing into the old game, and you can still play them. And it's never been that.
Yeah.
It's never been that. It's here is a set number of DLCs that we've already planned out that have a schedule. We'll release them later, and you can buy them, and then that's it. That's all you get.
Why would they release some three $10 packs when they could just sell you a $60 disc?
But that is part of why...
And Nintendo is really bad about it, too. Like, we just got that Super Mario Maker 2 update.
Yes.
Announcement, the DLC.
Couple days.
Yesterday.
Well, I mean, it's coming out in a couple days.
We ended up not even being able to talk about it last night because of all the stuff that we'd missed over the last 3 weeks.
Right.
But, like, that's a game that, like, the Wii U version had a better DLC launch than Mario Maker 2 because it was constant. It was, like, every other week.
To be fair,
look, we're adding this. Hey, look, we're adding this.
This next release is pretty cool, though.
It's awesome, but, like, who's still playing Mario Maker 2?
I'm not, and that really makes me sad because
Imran Khan, who used to work for Game Informer, now he's at Kinda Funny, he tweeted, he's like, this is a baffling thing because, like, once you've emptied the pool, it's really hard to refill it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why wouldn't you have Pokey in, what, like, hey, we're introducing Pokey and the time trial thing. And now, hey, we're introducing this enemy and this, and then make a huge deal about the Zelda stuff because it is all really, really cool, and I'm happy to see it.
It's just stretched out.
But, like, I haven't played Mario Maker in months.
Same. And again, that kind of makes me sad because I legitimately enjoy Mario Maker so much.
I would like for them to announce, like, more DLC stuff or,
maybe Red Dead. I think Red Dead's a pretty good example of... So the weird thing about Red Dead is they just announced their new Moonshiner update, which is coming out next week. And it's both amazing and frustrating because for the first, like, 6-7 months of Red Dead, there was nothing.
Yeah, it was barren.
It was a wasteland. I remember trying to get you guys to play, and you even did with me, but you were like, there's nothing to do. I was like, no, you can ride around.
You can look at this environment, and it's like, yeah, I played the story for 40 hours. Like, I know the environment.
And then they started adding stuff, and now that they're on a pretty good schedule with it, like, there's always new stuff coming out. And what I like about it is, like, Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto has been out for how long now? And they're still updating it, as opposed to a other game.
Oh, they know where their golden goose is, though.
Yeah, here's our three DLCs for this game. It's out. We're done. You know, from what I understand...
Here's your zero single-player DLC, even though we told you we were going to do it, because we are making too much money on shark cards. Yeah. So we're just going to be making all of this.
Same thing with Red Dead Online, though you'll probably never see a single-player DLC for
No, but they also, I think they also said they weren't going to do single-player, at least this time.
Well, that's good.
Because they straight up lied about GTA 5.
One thing, I saw an interview with, is his name Chris Leeper? I want to say from, he was on Uke's team, I think, or he was involved with the process of he like wrote the storyline for a couple years of like WrestleMania, wrote a WrestleMania, I don't know, whatever. But he put out a video saying that Visual Concepts, who took over for Ukes after they left, he's obviously not on Ukes, he's Japanese development team. He said that most in double digits have quit, and you will probably, from what he is understanding from the people in that work there, you will never see another patch for 2K20. That it's gone downhill, they're abandoning it, and they're going straight to 2K21 at this point.
I saw that report. And I'm
scared. I hope that's not true.
I took it with a big grain of salt because it's someone who used to work there like years ago. So I don't know. Like, yeah, maybe he's kept in touch with people, but like, I don't know. That one seems a little bit like former WWE writer says. Hey, this person hasn't worked for the company for like 5 years, but they have their finger on the pulse of what's going on backstage. And it's or do they though? Or like,
I hope he's wrong, but I could also very much see.
And the same thing, like they apparently slashed the budget for 21, so apparently 21's going to be even worse.
Maybe at least competent. I don't know. I always debate whether or not I'm going to trade in 20 or not, because even though I have played it and I do enjoy it, the glitches and the bugs and just the whole taste that's left in my mouth makes me not want to play.
Yeah.
Plus, I've got other games again, Pokemon, Call of Duty. You want to hear what I picked up on Black Friday that was dumb?
What'd you pick up
on Contra Black? Rogue Core.
My first two packages from GameStop for my Black Friday came in. I got a controller because we needed a second PS4 controller because I got that for like less than $40. I got Lego DC Villains because I hadn't played that yet. I got the Bioshock collection because I have not beaten a single Bioshock game. And
they're good games.
I want Jesse to love me. And then I bought Civilization 6.
On Switch, right?
Yeah.
I love that game.
So I've never played a Civilization game. I'm kind of scared that I'm going to...
Oh, it's like, so confusing.
I'm going to not understand it, but also like it's going to be one of those things where I realize I did not go to sleep and now I have to go to work.
It's both of those things. But the good thing is you can save your game middle of game.
Yeah.
Which is nice because those games take a long time.
Or just one more turn.
No, you cannot beat that game in a small setting.
That's what I've heard is how it goes.
Yeah, as a person that's played Civ a lot, you cannot beat the game in like, it takes hours to play one game. You have to come back to it. That's not a challenge. I'm not saying to prove me wrong.
I'm going to fast forward it. Other thing you have to do is you need to get through Star Wars.
Yeah, because I really want to play. Like, I mean, it's already been spoiled for me because I saw that commercial. I legitimately did see that commercial now.
Did you?
Yeah, it was on.
Did you look for it? Or
no.
Okay.
I was on YouTube and the internet just fell. That's cool. I was on YouTube and was watching a video with Bob about Birdemic 2, of all things. It was a I Hate Everything review of Birdemic 2. And all of a sudden they played the commercial, and the shitty thing is the commercial is only like 20 seconds long.
Yeah,
it's super quick, and by the time you realize that it's that commercial, they have the spoiler showing. And I told Bob, I was like, yeah, so apparently that's the end of the fucking game and people are pissed about it. And he was like, really? I'm like, yeah, they put that in the commercial.
See, because part of it though is like it, and I said this in the group chat, I think, and this is the craziest thing coming from Captain Quit Spoiling Movies in the Trailers sitting here, but it's one of those things where it doesn't give you any indication when that happens, like when the spoiler hits and when that happens. It is just a big like, wow, yeah, maybe don't show that. I very much think, yes, there is no reason that should have been shown in the game.
Right.
But if everyone hadn't gotten so upset And like,
no one would have known.
Oh man, that's the end of the game. No one, a lot fewer people would have seen it.
Right.
Because now there's headlines and articles and, you know, commercial spoils ending of, and it's like, all right, well, if someone would have seen it, they may not have pieced that together.
Right.
So
they've kind of created their own.
Yeah.
Problem.
Like it's kind of been manufactured. And again, I understand how
a lot of people say that's how politics works. I'm serious. A lot of people say that half the stuff that is such a big deal wouldn't be a big deal if the fact that they didn't make it a big deal in the media.
Right.
Like Trump did this. Well, technically that's not really that big of a deal, but they spun it so it was so big.
Right.
But that's not true. we only have a couple minutes left here, and I'm trying to send this file to Jesse, but the internet is being dog shit bad. It's almost like I have the router hooked up here.
I like it a lot. It is. I really enjoy the story. Once it clicked, it
Which one are we talking about now?
Star Wars.
Okay.
A lot of
games.
Yeah, Jedi Fallen Order. The story, when it clicked for me, it really, really got it. Deborah Wilson is fantastic. Like,
I loved her on Mad TV.
See, and that's the thing. I was like, she was on Mad TV. Clearly, she like sucks, right? Because it's pretty generally accepted that like Bobby Lee and Will Sasso were really the only like competent people from Mad TV.
Orlando Jones.
Okay, Orlando Jones. Michael McDonald and
Key and Peele started on Mad TV.
I'm talking early Mad TV.
Oh, you're talking about the classic.
Yeah,
Mad TV.
I'm talking all like right. Old school, like because they all just kind of disappeared.
That's true.
The blonde
Orlando
lady,
Jones, I was a big fan of though.
The blonde lady, I'm blanking on, but like Mad TV wasn't great.
No, it was not.
So, but for this to be so different and so serious and like part of her character arc is kind of powerful, and the story gets a lot darker than I was expecting it to. Mm-hmm. Like she kills it. Like I was blown away. BD-1, Baby Yoda who?
Oh.
BD-1 is love. BD-1 is life. I love him very much.
I love the captain because he's one of my favorite.
Greasy money, baby.
Low-key actors. Daniel Roebuck plays him. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked when I saw
he,
that. I'm a fan.
Also, like later in the game, like he gets some cool stuff to work with and he does great. Mm. Like I love the characters in this game. I posted about it.
Even
and
the
I
main
said,
guy. I thought I'd hate the main guy.
He's okay. He's very like
he is exactly what he needs to be, I think.
Yeah, because he is very much kind of like the faceless, like so you're supposed to be able to like see yourself
as the Joker,
in the protagonist type deal,
right?
So he's fine. Like there is a couple things that you see that really makes him a lot like made me like him a lot more.
Right.
Like, but he of all of the cast of characters, like to me, he was the least interesting,
yeah.
And he kind of stayed that way. So, which is fine.
This might be a stupid question,
mm-hmm.
And you tell me if it's a spoiler. But I'm legitimately wondering. So when you meet the second sisters,
mm-hmm.
or the second sister, I don't know if they're all called that.
No, they're not.
Is the one are they all women?
I think so.
Because there's the big giant one that I really debated.
Yeah, because she's the ninth sister.
Like she is a woman.
So I'm assuming because her title is the ninth sister.
And I was wondering like why would they call her that otherwise? But at the same time, like. I don't know. I don't want to get offensive because I'm not trying to be.
Right.
So I'm going to leave it there. She can be whatever she wants to be.
Yeah. I think, but I'm pretty sure it is because she's the ninth sister and then the main antagonist is the second sister. So
did the Dark Souls combat break you as much as you thought?
So I actually ended up beating it on hard. I never had to drop the difficulty down.
Mm.
There were a couple fights that took me like 45 minutes. The last fight being one of them because I wasn't great at it and I never really got a great feel for it. When I did, like, whenever I did something, like, super cool, it felt awesome. Mm-hmm. It really did. But then there's other times where it's like, I'm just swinging a big glowy bat and hitting these people. Because it's like, that's not what a lightsaber should feel like.
Right.
But
in the early part of the game, it's great because everything dies in one hit.
Yeah.
And you feel like a Jedi. Like,
and then that goes away real quick.
Oh.
At least for me, but you're better at those style of games. Parrying is the most important thing, though.
Right.
Like, you need to parry, like, everything
that
you can because there are certain attacks that you can't. I feel like I did eventually kind of get a handle of it, but not as well as I would have really liked. And I'm kind of worried to go back because I want 100% it. Like I want to get that that achievement of completing everything.
So you got it on Xbox.
Yeah. So, if it wasn't for Call of Duty, like I probably would have done that this weekend. I would have done that on Sunday.
But Call of Duty's really addicting.
It is.
And also, I still haven't finished the Outer Worlds.
It was that double XP, and I was just like, well, I need to get every advantage of that.
Yeah, you surpassed me and Jesse. And as the guy that's had it the longest, I feel really bad.
I was going to say, I needed to surpass Jesse, because he bought it like 2 weeks after I did.
Yeah.
But, the story in Star Wars, it kind of rekindled a love of Star Wars.
It's canon, right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it's canon.
I believe so. I think all the new, like, once they got rid of all the extended universe, now all the new stuff is canon.
Yeah.
So I'm choosing to say it's canon. I loved the story. The combat's a lot of fun. The game is broken in several ways that it's the only, like, if this game wasn't as broken, I think I would have a much harder decision for my game of the year. Because right now it's Control. I loved Control. I want Dalton to keep playing Control. That's a good
question, man. I haven't even thought about what's game of the year yet.
So, but right now for me, it's game. It's Control. The one that I was talking about, if you've seen Dunkey's review of Star Wars, or I don't even think it's his review. I think it's just his gameplay video. There's a scene where you go up an elevator and everybody on the platform is just not moving. Except for him, there were two of the stormtroopers were moving. But, like, this other enemy's not moving, and your allies aren't moving. So then they just immediately kill the allies. For me, whenever that happened to me, no one was moving. Like, not a single character. And so I was like, did I interrupt a meeting?
Like, what's... Like, there's no war,
this
actually.
This is so weird.
You snuck in, and they were just like, oh, shit, he's here.
Right. It's like what my grandpa thought wrestling was. Because he just assumed that when they went to commercial, they all just, like, stopped.
I thought that, too.
Did you?
I did. I always thought, oh, man, when they go to commercial, do they just stop fighting and they're just, like, talking? No, there's a crowd there, you idiot.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, and there's a lot of bugs. Like, I think they eventually got it patched, but there was at a point, you can go to a planet you're not supposed to go to very early in the game. Like, it's, like, one of the second things you can do, like, once you get off world. You could go there, and you can't get very far. It's kind of pointless to go. But people have accidentally gotten a lot farther than they were supposed to. They made a jump you're not supposed to be able to make.
Oh, so they do, like, the speed run thing where they glitch through the levels to get to the end?
Yeah, except whenever they do that, they can't progress any farther, and also now they cannot go back.
So they're stuck.
They're stuck. You cannot get back to your ship,
wow.
And there's no fast travel in the game, so you can't just, like... Yeah, so that kind of sucked. And that's why I said earlier that I thought it might be a little bit rushed.
Right.
Because they wanted to get it out before, like, Call of Duty and any of the other big, like, Pokemon, things like that. Well, surprise, it came out on the same day as Pokemon.
Big surprise, though, that it was such a well-done game from EA and Respawn. That's the big thing, is from Respawn.
For Respawn, yeah. But that's it. I mean, it's great. Like, I really, really enjoy it. I'm very, like, I was nervous to see if I would like it or not, and I'm really glad that it clicked with me. I thought the introduction was kind of weak, gameplay wise. Like, when you're going through that train.
Yeah, it got old.
Yeah,
it got old real quick.
It went on a little too long, but.
But the visual was amazing.
Yeah,
like with the ship firing.
It was
at
a
you
super. Yeah, it was a cool set piece.
Yeah,
but just for gameplay wise, it felt like it dragged a little.
Right, and I get it. It's a tutorial. They're teaching you this is how you jump, this is how you climb, stuff like that.
But I'm excited to go. I do want to go back to it. I want to kind of explore the other the other planets, because I 100%ed the first planet, and now I have the other planets to do.
Right.
So, and I think I will. Like, I really do think I will eventually get back to it and 100% it. So.
Might have to cut that.
Cut what?
I'll explain to you after the show. Let's wrap it up, because I'm going to ask you this question. All right. We are out of time. We are out of time. I wish we could continue this on, but we don't have a really set limit, but.
We try to keep it at an hour.
We try to keep it at an hour. We'll be back on tomorrow, actually, with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We are back, and we'll be talking about some things. And then Thursday, and then next Tuesday is Nerds for Hire. So in 2 weeks, we'll come back to this.
Okay.
We'll come back to Jedi. By that time, won't the new Star Wars movie be out?
Maybe. It's 20-something days. So
7, 14. Nah, probably not then. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this discussion about the Pokemon, the modern Pokemon Jedi Order. It's a good game, all of it. And you gave me something to think about. What is my game of the year?
What is your game of the year?
My heart tells me it would be Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, because as a big Castlevania fan, that game really impressed me. But I feel like there's something else that I played almost nonstop that I remember going like, wow, this game is so good. And I can't remember what it is, so I'm going to have to think about it. I wish it was Mario Maker 2, but it's not. And that's not Mario Maker's fault. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, tomorrow, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Remember to subscribe to us on Patreon. $1 a month gets you all of the pre-shows, including last night's was free. You can go test it out, see how it all goes down. You can find us on Podzilla1985.com. All of our past episodes, over 4 years of content, all free, Podzilla1985.com. Go relive some of history's greatest moments that we talked about.
Yes.
And then lastly, but not leastly, Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Talk to us. Come play arcade games like Derek Boxdorfer did. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.